It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Congressional Budget Office on Wednesday released its score on TrumpCare 2.0, finding that the bill would increase the projected number of people without health insurance by 14 million next year and by 23 million in 2026. The Senate has said it'll make substantial changes to the bill passed by the House, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell admitted, quote, "I don't know how we get to 50 votes at the moment." The CBO estimates insurance premiums would rise 850% for elderly and poor people over the next decade if Republicans' second version of the bill becomes law. Under Obamacare, 64-year-olds making $26,500 a year would likely pay $1,700 in annual premiums in 2026. Under the GOP bill, they would pay anywhere between $13,600 to $16,100. That's an 850% increase. Meanwhile, voters in Montana head to the polls on Thursday in a special election to replace now Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke in Congress. On Wednesday, Ben Jacobs, a reporter for The Guardian, attempted to ask the Republican candidate, Greg Gianforte, for a comment on the CBO score when the candidate body slammed him. The incident was captured on Jacobs' audio recorder.
And what you we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have the
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you
don't.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
Jesus.
Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the Guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
You'd like me to get the hell out of here, I'd also like to call the police. Can I get you guys' names?
Hey, you gotta leave.
He just body slammed me.
You gotta leave.
Jacobs is heard asking for the names of the witnesses, who happen to be a Fox television crew. Reporter Alicia Acuna wrote that, quote, Gianforte grabbed Jacobs by the neck with both hands and slammed him into the ground behind him. Faith, Keith, and I watched in disbelief as Gianforte then began punching the man as he moved on top of the reporter and began yelling something to the effect of, I'm sick and tired of this. Gianforte has been charged with assault. The Washington Post latest bombshell reveals a dubious document at the center of James Comey's decision to detail the FBI's findings in the Hillary Clinton email case without Justice Department input. The document reportedly describes an email supposedly written by then Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz and sent to Leonard Bernardo of the George Soros organization Open Society Foundations. Schultz and Bernardo said they never were interviewed by the FBI and, in fact, do not know one another. But according to people familiar with the matter, by August, the FBI had come to the conclusion that there was nothing to substantiate the document's claims and may have been planted as a fake to confuse the FBI. Comey made his announcement in July. In other Russia-related intelligence news, CNN reports,
Justice Department officials are telling CNN that Attorney General Jeff Sessions did not disclose meetings he had last year with Russian officials when he applied for a security clearance. Now, this new information from the Justice Department is just the latest example of Sessions not listing contacts he had with Russian officials earlier this year. Now, earlier this year, he came under withering criticism from Democrats after it was revealed that he did not disclose the same contacts with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak during his Senate confirmation hearings. Now, Sessions met with Kislyak at least two times last year, including at the Republican National Convention. And he did not note those interactions on this form, which actually, Wolf, requires him to list, quote, any contact he had or his family had with a, quote, foreign government or its representatives over the past 7 years. Now, Sessions' initial failure to disclose these same meetings led to him to actually recuse himself from all matters related to the Russia investigation, though he has said he does not recall discussing campaign matters with meetings with Kislyak.
When they meet today in Brussels at the NATO conference, British Prime Minister Theresa May said she'd have a few words with the U.S. president about his handling of classified info in the wake of the Manchester bombings.
I will make clear to President Trump that intelligence that is shared between our law enforcement agencies must remain secure.
Trump has asked for a complete review of leaks from U.S. government agencies and promised to get to the bottom of it. In his remarks at the opening of a 9/11 memorial at NATO headquarters, he admonished the other NATO nations for not shouldering more of the cost of defense.
23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they are supposed to be paying for their defense. This is not fair to the people and taxpayers of the United States. And many of these nations owe massive amounts of money from past years and not paying in those past years. Over the last 8 years, the United States spent more on defense than all other NATO countries combined. If all NATO members had spent just 2% of their GDP on defense last year, we would have had another $119 billion for our collective defense and for the financing of additional NATO reserves.
That's today's look at What's News. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener-supported, and we depend on your help to keep going. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.